Curious if there's one hearing for Mr. Nathan Waterweb, ADC number 207587. This is a hearing before the Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Luke Unionis, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Waterweb is 33 years old. He was sentenced to 17 years for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class II felony committed while on probation. Mr. Waterweb is serving the final term of four consecutive sentences, three of which have since expired. Other charges included aggravated DUI. It should be noted that he has a criminal history that included drug charges. He also has an active Maricopa County adult probation detainer. I'll read a short summary of the incident offense. On August 15, 2008. I think I'm a little bit out of order here on the dates, but according to the probation violation report, the Mesa police interviewed the mother of the victim in this case. She stated that she was a light sleeper. She heard Mr. Waterweb get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, but he did not return to bed. About 10 minutes later, she heard her daughter whimper and got up and proceeded to her bedroom. She found Mr. Waterweb placing a blanket on her daughter and telling her that everything would be okay. When her mother leaned over to feel the victim's cheek, she told her that Mr. Waterweb had licked her. The mother had noticed that the victim's pajama bottoms and her pants were lying on top of the bed covers. A later examination of the victim showed several abrasions on the inside of her vagina and a penetrating injury that could have been caused by something being inserted into the victim's vagina. The trauma to the victim's vagina was so severe that an examination of the hymen could not be completed at that time. Mr. Waterweb pled no contest and was sentenced on February 19, 2009. Regarding his commutation application, he is asking for a four-year reduction in his prison sentence. According to Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an absolute discharge date of August 11, 2025. Should commutation be granted, his absolute discharge date would be August 11, 2021. The purpose of Mr. Waterweb's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he is committed to a sobriety and rehabilitation, that he wants to return to the community to be a productive citizen and make amends to his family, and that the crime would have never happened if he was not an alcoholic. He has had limited discipline in ADC since 2010, but he has had a major ticket on June 23, 2016 for promoting prison contraband. He has one letter of support in his file. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Waterweb's sentence was excessive, his current charge carries a minimum sentence of 10 years, a presumptive sentence of 17 years, and a maximum sentence of 24 years. Based on the fact that Mr. Waterweb had a prior criminal history, was on probation at the time of the offense, caused terrible trauma to his child victim, and was given the presumptive sentence, I do not find his punishment excessive, but I'm certainly open to discussion and input of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion, and we'll see where the votes land, and that is regarding Mr. Nathan Waterweb, ADC number 207587. I move not to pass Mr. Waterweb to phase two, and that is my motion.
Seconded
by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. This concludes our hearing, and I want to thank my colleagues.